Okay, let's begin. We're up to Perek Chof Gimel, Pasek Chof. Perek Chof Gimel, Pasek Chof. Okay, remember, yesterday, on Friday, we learned about the Nahar Shel Dinar. All right, that was the last thing we discussed, the fire, the river of Dinar, which is alluded to in this Pasek, in the Pasek before, the... All right. Okay, so we learned that was the last thing we discussed. The Saharas Hashem is the Chema Yotza. The anger that goes forth refers to the river, the fiery river that goes forth before Hashem in the Olam HaEmes, into which the Rishoyim are dipped. They drowned in this fiery river. Pasuk Chaf, Lo Yoshuv Af Hashem Ad Asosov Yad Hakimo Mizimos Libo Hashem's plan. The anger of Hashem will not be restored, will not be turned back until it is fulfilled and it is established. Mizimois liboy, the plans of his heart. Then the pasuk goes on to say, something very interesting is you have to be patient to see the Yad Hashem. Be'acharis hayomim tisboininu vo'vina. Okay, this is a very interesting expression. It's telling you very explicitly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's very, very patient. Wicked people prosper, succeed, survive for a very, very long time. And it could very well be that we all know it's Rasha V'Toivloi. But that does not mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent, is ignorant of their evil ways. The pasuk explicitly says Hashem's anger will not be taken back until the plans of his heart are done to punish those who deserve punishment, and this will only be seen and appreciated in the end of days. Now, bi'acharis hayomim can mean one of two things. Some of the farshim refers to the time of Mashiach, that there's not going to be retribution until Mashiach, or doesn't necessarily mean times of Mashiach. It means you may have to wait sometimes 50 years, maybe 70 years. Sometimes a person will not even live to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring punishment to the Rishoyim. Be'acharis hayomim, years later, tisboinu vavina, it's a double expression, which means you'll come to a deep understanding and seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very patient in punishing the wicked. Let's see the Mitzud HaStavra, this Pasuk Chaf. Lo Yashuv, Mehem, Charei Na'apoy, Hashem's anger will not be turned back, Ad Sheyaseh V'Yikayim Achshvos Libo, until the thoughts of his heart have been fulfilled. Be'acharis hayomim, Ritzoin Elohim, Ar Im Yisrael, if you will wonder, hine b'soif hayimim kishetiskayim. If there is a delay, if you witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is delayed in punishing the wicked people, hine, you should be aware, b'soif hayimim kishetiskayim, in the end of days, when they will suffer their punishment, tisboininu bavina, you will finally come to an understanding. Shaloi shav Hashem mecharei napo ki im nisarei chazman. Hashem is patient. Okay, I read recently, very interesting, there's a fellow they had online, I don't know if it's true or not, I think they say he's about 140 years old. Anyone see this?
Yeah.
Guy in India. There's a fellow in India, he looks like he's 140 years old, that's for sure. Is he really 140 years old? I don't think anyone really has any way of knowing if his claim is correct. But he's for sure, he's over 100, that's for sure. He's probably, very likely what he's saying is true. All indications are that he's saying is true. So they asked him, what is the secret to longevity? So guess what he said? Patience, right. You know the article, you read the article. Patience. Patience is the secret to longevity. And this person, he says, he's just waiting to die. He wants to die. He has no desire to live anymore. And he can barely see. And he just sits and listens the whole day to the radio. That's the most he can do with his time. And patience. It's a very powerful Musa Haskell, coming from a person who's very old. Here it says that he is very clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate patient being.
Just thinking of Hashem as a patience, but if he runs out of patience, he got big sirs.
Even if he doesn't run out of patience, so it's big sirs.
Not the same way.
Okay, let us see Rashi. Rashi pasuk chaf mizimais l'shoyn machashava. Okay, mizimais means Hashem's plans. Hashem's plans. Let's see the Radak pasichof lo yashu bi'achris hayamim. So here the Radak says more than what the Mitzudos said. The Mitzudos did not say they're referring to Mashiach. Bi'achris hayamim means, you know, give Hashem some time. You witness a horror. You witness a person behave in a way that is despicable. Give Hashem time. Maybe you'll live. You'll live long enough to see it. The Radak says no. That's not what it means. It means bi'achris hayamim is a code word for Mashiach. That until Mashiach comes, don't expect anything.
Just like the same expressions used with Yaakov.
Right, Yaakov. Hey, also Agidlech Meisher Yikreschem Biachris Hayamim. Okay, so Nechnami. So that's what it says in the Chumash. But just because it says in the Chumash does not necessarily reflect what it means in Neviim. So Nechnami, the Mitzvahs did not say it means he certainly knew. The Mitzvahs certainly knew the Achris Hayamim in the Chumash. It means clearly. It means Mashiach. But here he did not say that. The Radak says no. That's exactly what it means. And there's a very big hashkafik nafmin between these two interpretations. Is there going to be any justice in this rule? Period. According to the Mitzvahs, there is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does punish a person in this world in due time. According to the Radak, there is no indication that is correct, because when it says here Achris Hayam, it means when Mashiach will come, then everything will be taken care of. And then you will be able to appreciate the enemies, the MS, the accuracy of this prophecy. Ki ad oisem hayamim hariatem kilu inchem misbeinenim ba. Because until Mashiach comes, there is no way you can fully contemplate, you can be mispoining, you can fully understand, absorb the accuracy of these words, because you have not yet seen the fulfillment of this prophecy come true, the destruction of the wicked. And now the Radak goes into a grammar lesson. It says here in the unusual expression, hisboininu ba va vina. The word bina here is repeated twice in this form. First is bina is I guess the noun bina, understanding, and then hisboininu is the adjective. It's the active form of the noun, and it's first the adjective, then comes the noun. We had this not so long ago, maybe even on Friday. We had an example, and it basically says exactly the same thing. Of amar bina achar tisboininu. The way this pasuk, this expression, is constructed by placing the word bina after the word hisboininu, he litosefes beor. It's coming to give more emphasis. This is a grammar lesson that whenever you have such a form of the adjective coming before the noun, it's coming to teach you that there's an intensity of the subject. Kotzef, the second one with the segol, is the noun, and the kotzaf is the adjective. So therefore, the same idea, there is an emphasis. Same thing as vayotzam David tzoyim, same thing. He fasted, they fast. Leman tevayach tevach, to sacrifice an animal.
How do we translate it according to the God?
It just means that in the end of days you will understand this. The expression is translated very simply. You will come to understand this. But when you have such an expression where the active form, tisboininu, is followed by, I'm not sure, it's not really a noun. How do you say this? Bina, understanding. What is bina? What grammar? What is bina?
Noun?
Yeah. Understanding is a noun. You can say about understanding it's a noun. Okay, fine.
Like insight.
Okay. So you have over here, tisboinu, you have the noun that comes at the end, and you have it preceded by an expression, an active form of that noun. An active form, what's an active word in grammar? What is that called? An active form of the noun. It's not an adjective. What? It's a verb. Well, but it's a certain type of verb.
The only active passive is in terms of a verb.
A verb, so it's a verb. Okay, but it's a verb, which it's not just a verb, but it's not an adjective, because an adjective is a description. So this is not a description. It's an active form of the noun. So it's a verb. But it's not just, I'm a verb. In this context, it's relating very much to the word bina. Tisboininu vavina, he's just telling us, so you saw this, a very nice, so we had this before, that whenever time you have such an expression, where you have a noun that comes at the end of the expression, and the active form of this very noun that precedes it, it connotes an intensity of.
Because otherwise it would be tavinu.
Right, tavinu.
Like,
or the other way around, it would.
So it says here, for example, he says, you should consider it perfectly.
You consider it perfectly. Perfectly. In, that's the intensity.
A deep understanding.
A deep understanding. Okay, so now he says another very beautiful idea. Why does it say tisbainu? Tisbainu is mashma. You yourself will understand this. It's a very beautiful pasuk. You yourself. In other words, it should say yisbainu. Yisbainu. Yisbainu have a connotation that it will be understood, but not necessarily by you.
Yes.
It will be stood by others. It's the future tense of others, the historians. People who study history will go through the records and will see what they did, and they will see what became of them, and they'll come to an understanding. Look at that. There is justice in this world. But it does not say that. It says tisbainu, which has the connotation, you yourself will one day come to see this to be true. And when? Be achris hayomim, and the Radak is very precise, achris hayomim must mean the time of Mashiach. But these people, but who says they will live to the time of Mashiach? So the answer is, so here we have a beautiful Yisrael, and it's something which is not to be taken for granted, because there's only a handful number of these types of psukim in the entire Tanakh. Remez l'tchias ha-nesim b'mois ha-Mashiach. A remez to tchias ha-nesim. How often do you have in Tanakh? It's not very often that there's going to be tchias ha-nesim.
Well, yeah, but
Moshiach
is also a question.
Oh, so okay. So even the Yimos HaMashiach, that during the Achris Hayomim, which is Yimos HaMashiach, even there there will be Tchias HaMesim. And that is something which is subject to much discussion and debate. How many different Tekufas of Tchias HaMesim will there be? I think it's very popular that there's going to be many different Tekufas. And the greater Tzaddik one is, the earlier he will merit to come to Tchias HaMesim. The greater the tzaddik will come immediately, and they will be nene to have many years before Olam Haba, whatever the rule is all about. They'll be able to be nene many, many years in this world of Tchias HaMesim, whereas people that are not as righteous but still are deserving of Tchias HaMesim will only be resurrected later, towards the end, and their experience in this world will be limited before the end, whatever all that means, the apocalypse, whatever all that means. Okay. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chof Aleph. Lo shalachti es hanavim v'heim ul rotzu. This is really a repetition of the thing we had on Friday. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, I never sent these false prophets. But not only did they, not only, good morning, how are you? But not only did they come, v'heim rotzu, they ran to do what was evil. Lo dibarti aleihem, I never spoke to them, v'heim nibohu, and they prophesied. Unsolicited. They were not hired, they were not asked, and they did these, and they gave over false words of prophecy. Pasuk Habetz. V'imamdu b'saydi, if they really stood, here he's coming to pretty much mock them, Yirmiyah. V'imamdu Hashem is mocking, v'imamdu b'saydi, if they really stood, if it's really true that they stood in my secrets, a site is a secret, a council, the Ashmiu Divarai, Esami. Then, if it's really true, then they should tell over to the Klal Yisrael words of that are MS. The Ashmiu Divarai S Ami. S here is going to be interpreted like many times El Ami. The Yeshivumi Darkom Horoa, and they should have instructed them to return from their evil ways, Umeroya Ma'alehem, and from the evil deeds. So in other words, if these people really are the real deal, these Nevi'im, and they did stand in my council, they would know that the words that they are delivering and relaying to the people are false, because they would be obligated to relay to the people words of MS to force them and to encourage them to do tshuva. Let's see these two sukkim in the mitzvahs. Pasuk chaf aleph v'heim ratzu b'mehiras raf. These evil people, they ran with intensity, with swiftness. Kilu heim shluchim b'davar, as if they were messengers. V'heim nebu milibam, they gave up a prophecy that was fabricated from their hearts. V'lo shomu mimeni, they did not hear from me. Pasuk chafei zimamdu b'soydi v'ritzen olaymar im hu kidivrehem shamdu b'soydi l'kabel nevua. If these people are saying the truth, that they are real recipients of nevua, they should have given over words, true words of Musar that are to be found in the Torah, and not to cast them out to continue to do Azerois. Okay, let's see over here Rashi. Rashi Pasuk HaBezim Amdu B'Sodi Liashmu Divarai. Chay Elohem Liashmiya Divarai V'Torosai Yisami. They should have made it heard to my people the real words of Musar. And not to cause them to stumble and to sin to from before me. Okay, Pasuk Chav Gimel. No, that's already the next. Okay, that's next. Next. Okay, let's see over here. Radak. Pasuk Chav Aleph. Loy Shalach Dias Hanavim. Eile Nivie Hashaker. Okay, it's very clear. We're discussing the Hashaker. Ani Loy Shalachti. Oysam Heim Ratsu. They were swift to tell the people words that they fabricated in their hearts in my name. If these people are for real, if they really are saying the truth, that they did stand in my counsel, then they should have given over the words to my people. And they should have encouraged them to do tshuva and not to strengthen their evil ways. Now we have some grammar. The vav of v'yashmiu kivav v'tama shivuayim k'nidasa v'nosati gishmechem v'hadem lochem shulitnai. The vav over here is not an ordinary vav. It means it's like they should have. That's why we translate this. In other words, if you would not properly understand the pasuk, you would make a mistake and think that the word v'yashmiu is a continuation of the word bisodi, and the vav is the vav hachibur. You would say by mistake and error v'im amdu bisodi v'yishmu divarai. If they would stand in my counsel and listen to my words, esami. But that doesn't make any sense. Therefore, you have to understand that the vav over here is changing the expression. It's saying vim amdu bisodi. If they indeed did stand in my counsel, then they should have. The vav is a vav of like in English of you should.
They should have or they would have.
They should have. I think it means they should have.
It's conditional.
That's the way everyone else seems to learn. They should have. Kloimar. Padamlam shut platnai klamar im yeze yihi yeze. If this is,
then this would happen.
They would. All right. I think it's very similar. They would and should. It's in this context, it's very similar. If it's really true that they stood in the counsel of Hashem, then okay, we'll say like you, they would have. Or they really, I don't know, really would have. It's still this bechira. They would have, they should have, they should have, good morning, they should have given over words of props. Here we have another grammar lesson. There's a vav hachibur, there's a vav hahipuch, and there's a vav of tanai. It's called the vav of tanai, which meaning of what they would have and should have done. Something kedai to keep in mind. Okay, now we go to a new pasuk. This pasuk is a very interesting pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says very interesting words of Musar. People make a mistake and think that Hashem is local, is a local God. It's like Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is very local. How far does the Wi-Fi signal last? Bluetooth is even less. Right, so you're dealing with here 100 feet, you're dealing 50 feet, not even 100 feet, 50 feet, how far does a signal really go? People think that Hashem only picks up what's going on in His immediate vicinity. Hashem is not aware of what's going on far, far away. Hashem says that's nonsense. I know what's taking place in the furthest end of the world. He'elokei mikaroiv aninu'um Hashem. Am I only a God that knows what's taking place locally? I'm only a local God. Only wherever I am in my immediate vicinity, I know what's taking place. V'loy Elokei Merachoik. I'm not a God that's from that knows what's taking place in the vast distances of the universe. This is a common mistake that people think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next pasuk, pasuk Chodalad. Im Yisa. Now here the pasuk can be read different ways. There's a lot of the beautiful Joshi quotes over here from the arts. We'll come to in a moment. But Im Yisa Ser Ish is a very frightening pasuk. Bamistorim Va'ani Lo Yerenu Nu'um Hashem. If a person, he hides in secret, and he does he really foolishly think that Hashem does not see? Va'ani I Lo Yerenu. Is it true that I do not see what he does? Ulam Hashem, so says Hashem. Haloi es Hashamayim, the es aretz ani molein Ulam Hashem, I fill up the heavens and the earth. There is no hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ketub Psukim coming to dispel the notion that you can hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's see these two Psukim in Sinai Mitzudah Stav Pasach of Gimel. Hilokei Mikavani. Rit Sinai Laimar. This means to say, V'chi Eineni Roye V'Shefed Ela B'Samach Li. Does a man foolishly think that Hashem only sees and judges what is near Hashem? V'loi Es HaTachtoinim Sheheim Aruchoikim Mimchon Shifti B'Tmiyah. And not the tachtoin in the lower worlds, which are distance from my dwelling, is this really so? Pasik chav dalid im yisaser haloi af im yisaser ish b'makom nistar. Even if a person were to hide in a secret place, v'chi ani loy ere oiso. Do you really think I do not see him? Haloi ani molei. Im kein b'mokam shenistar shamani, in the place where you're hiding, I can be found. Okay, let's see Rashi. These two psukim, really self-explanatory. Pasuk of Gimel, Elokei mikar v'sha'eni roye ela b'samochli. Do you really think that I only see what's near me? V'ein b'koyach lifshoit es hatachtoinim, to judge the lower world, shem rechoikim meni v'eini yodim b'maseyem. Next Rashi, Pasuk of Dalet, im yisaser ish ze kefil t'miha. Okay, this is a doubling. In other words, this pasuk, this entire pasuk, is repetitive. Most of the time we have repetition within a pasuk itself. Here we have an entire pasuk that repeats the theme of the previous pasuk. Elokei mikarov, Elokei mikarov. It's repeating Zekefel Timiha Ho Elokei Mikarov. This is a repetition of the previous pasuk. Kederech kol tmios hakefulos, just like you have elsewhere in Nach, psukim, or expressions that are repeated in order to emphasize the idea that is being expressed. Let's see the Radak, pasuk chav chav gimel, Elokei mikarov, kemoi Elohim acherim, shenemar aleihem chadoshim mikarov bahu, that they're new who have come. He's giving over here a very interesting translation of this, a very novel translation of this pasuk, which never would otherwise translate. What is the pasuk he's quoting? He's quoting the pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Lamed Beis. I think it's Hazinu, right? This part of Hazinu. Chadoshim mikaroiv bahu. It's describing idols. How do you translate the word mikaroiv? The simple translation. Recently, it's the latest fad. The latest fad is to worship iPhone 7 Plus. No headphone port. Everything's wireless. The latest thing. This is the late mikarov. It's recent. Karov is recent in time. What?
Yeah. Question is karov time or place?
So I think the average person, probably 99% of people, when you translate this passage, you'd say Elohim, gods chadoshim, that are new mikarov bahu, that have recently appeared in time on the scene. But that's not how he is translating it. He is translating it that gods, the chadoshim mikarov bahu, have only the ability to see what's going on karov, locally, in the near vicinity of the gods. No, I made a mistake. Look at that. I made a mistake. I'm mixing up the mitzudos and the radak. Just the opposite. The radak learns that when it says in the pasuk mikarov, just the opposite, it means recent. Am I a god that has recently appeared on the scene? I have been around from the time of my Sibaratius. One more time. What do you mean? What does it mean? Haloi mibrias oilam yiduuni bnei adam. I was known from the time of creation. Ki ani Elokei oilam. Veineni kamoi Elohim chadoshim ela shelo yaru v'lo yishamu, that they did not see and they did not hear. Ki ani royem adadun davsa that do not see and do not hear. I'm not like these other gods that do not see and do not hear. Ki ani royem aseb ne adam v'shomei divrim, because I, Hashem, says I see what man does, I hear their words. V'ani shomei divrei hanivim hanivim b'shmi b'shul sheker. I'm well aware of these false prophets, period. V'yoyin asantir game, ano eloka b'reis olma kibamud. I am the God who created the world. Like exactly what we said, so he translates again the same word. He mikaroiv meaning time, and rochoik meaning distance. So it comes out, we have a fundamental machloikis between Rashi and Rashi, and Mitzvahs on one side, and the Radak on the other side, how to translate this pasuk when it says karoiv and rachoik. Does it mean in location, or does it mean in time? Rashi and the Radak again say lokei mikaroiv ani nu'um Hashem? Question mark. Am I only a God that knows what's taking place in my vicinity in Shemayim, and I do not know what's taking place in the lower world? V'loy elokei mirachoik, and according to the Radak, it means elokei mikaroiv ani. Have I only recently come into this world, and I did not exist merachoik from the distance of time back from my Sibarishis? I've been around from the time immemorial, from the time the world was created. I created the world. I know exactly what's going on here. I'm keeping cheshbon, and therefore there are going to be consequences for violating my will. Next, Radak, Pasuk of Dalid, Im Yisoser. Do you really foolishly think you can hide yourself? Im Yisoser Ani Molei. So over here, he's pointing out that the word ani malei uchvoid, I fill up the entire world. I fill up, Hashem's presence fills up the entire world. Kimoy uchvoid Hashem moleyes hamishkan. Like it says elsewhere, the honor of Hashem is moleyes hamishkan. Kolayma shahoyim moleyes hamishkan ki nemar zem al ha'or shenivra. Ki ani molei, Hashem's or fills up space. Ratzolayma ani moleyes kolayma ki b'chol mokam ani. It means I exist throughout the entire world. V'zederech moshel ki hu yisprach in the guf sheyem mol memalei mokam. It's not to be taken literally, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. We all know that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware of events in the Shemayim Va'aretz, period. V'tirgim Yoinason Yikar Malay, his honor fills up the entire expanse of the world. Okay, so this is the two psukim with the three major commentators. Now let's focus on some drush. First of all, there is a beautiful drush said over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, and it's actually quoted here by none other than Art Scroll, the Art Scroll footnotes. They don't usually do that type of stuff, but here they did it. And here they say that the Baal Shem Tov tells this pasuk is giving us a directive with regard to humility. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loves the humble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a hatred for the arrogant, but has a deep love for the humble. And that concept is hinted to over here. It says here, Im Yisoser Ish Bamistarim, if a person humbles himself and conceals himself in a place of concealment, meaning you're not out there. You're not out there on the front cover of the newspaper. You're a humble person. So Hashem says, Va'ani lo yirenu. Don't you think I will see you? Hashem, I know. I appreciate your service. I appreciate what you do. The more the person hides himself, the more va'ani lo yarenu, period. Now, and the other way of learning the pasuk is im yisoser ish. No, I'm sorry, I didn't say it correctly. I'm sorry, the drush is not on the entire pasuk. The Jewish goes on the words Va'ani lo erenu. Just take those three words. All we need. We don't need the beginning of the pasuk. And it means, if a person says Va'ani lo, I am a nothing, I am a nothing, then Hashem says, ah, you're a nothing? Erenu. I will look at you. I will pay attention to you. I will protect you, I will guide you, I will bless you, everything will be fine and good.
Is it tied into, like, the more arrogant you are, you lose sight of Hashem's...
It goes both ways. The more arrogant you are, you lose sight of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, midi k'neged midi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses sight of you. Now, the other way to read the pasuk is, Va'ani, Kama, a person who says, aha, I, do you know who I am? I am the greatest person that ever came to this world. I, then Hashem says, Lo Yerenu, I don't see you. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't see anything in front of me. So it all depends where you put the comma. You put the comma, Va'ani lo, comma, then Hashem says, Erenu. If you put the comma after Va'ani, Va'ani, it is I, the capital I, then Hashem says, Loi Erenu, I don't want to know from you. I don't see you. That's what the Baal Shem Tov, how he interprets the pasuk.
If you say I, and I because of Hashem, I have nothing without Hashem.
That's called Ani Loi. That's, I have nothing, exactly, you just said the word no, I have nothing without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'ani Loi, I'm a nothing, V'nachnu Ma, Toilas V'loyish, right, Va'ani Loi, then Hashem says, Erenu, I will look upon you.
That person truly has nothing.
The one what? The person that's...
If they have nothing, then they're crying, I have nothing. But if they have a lot and say, I have nothing without it.
So that's what about Niloy. Even if you have a lot, and but you acknowledge that everything you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you express Va'aniloy, then Hashem says, Erenu, indeed, I will look down upon you, I will bless you. Okay, that's from the Baal Shem Tov. Now, there's a very frightening, this is one of the most frightening Amar Chazal in the world. And then it ties very much into this week's parasha, because this week's parasha talks about the Shmir Seinayim, all these type of things. And this week's parasha, maybe we'll talk about it later in this week. But the pasuk, the Medrash says that don't read the word Erenu with a segol, which means I will see you, I will see him, I will see him. But rather, you shall put a patach underneath the aleph, which means Arenu. When you read Arenu, means I will display, I will put you on display. I will show. I will show. And what does it mean? It means that a person thinks that he can do an Aveira in hiding, and no one will see. Im yisor ser ish b'mistarim. A person goes into concealment. He hides. Why is he hiding? Because he wants to do an Aveira. And he doesn't want people to know. He doesn't want Hashem to know. So he goes into hiding. Because he foolishly thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know, does not see him do the Aveira. Hashem says, do not worry. The day will come. Not don't worry. I will let it be known. The day will come. Va'ani, is it not so? Lo arenu. Will I not expose you? Will I not show to the entire world, arenu, what you have done? This generation, what more do you want? WikiLeaks and all these things over here, you see Mamish Bapoyal, besides the fact that we know that every single thing that we do and we say is being recorded by a camera, or I mean, it's like unreal. Every keystroke you take on your computer, they say is recorded. You know, they actually have this. Something called, everyone logs into your Google account. You should be aware of this. You log into your Google account for the email, so you're logged in. Do you know that there's something called Google My Activity? Type it in Google My Activity, and you go there to Google My Activity, and basically everything you've ever typed into Google, every search you've ever made is all right there. They all have it in front of you. Every single thing forever, ever since you've typed in. And the same way you have it, you can see it, Google has it, and someone can certainly hack into Google, and they can take all this information, and it's. And even if you think you can delete it, believe me, after you delete it, I'm sure somewhere in the cloud, I'm sure somewhere someone has a copy of every single keystroke, every single search you've made. It's the unbelievable generation we're living in. Today there's never been a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making this pasuk more true. Go back even 50 years ago. 50 years ago, so you can go into hiding. No one's going to know what you do. You know, today has come out, all this technology, they say every single telephone call is recorded, every single cell phone call is recorded, everything you do. And you see the poyo, type into your computer, Google My Activity, every single search that you made on your computer since you logged your account is right there in front of you. And you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked, some of the things you've typed in. Did I really type that into the computer? And it's right, it's just shocking. And Ayin Roye V'Oizen Shemas V'Chol Masach V'Sefer Nechtavim. And this pasuk has come literally to life like never before. Imi Soser Ish B'Mistarim V'Ani. Is it not true that I, Hashem, Lo Arenu, will I not show to the entire world your activity? I'll show it to the whole world. Anyone who wants can come see these things. That's what it says here in this pasuk. All right. Let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Hei. Shamati Eise Sha'amru Hanavim Hanavim B'Shmir Sheker Sheker Leimer Cholamti Cholamti Cholamti. Now these next few psukim are a bit difficult. They're a little bit confusing. And it basically presents in front of us different types of Nevi'ei Sheker. It's an important series of psukim because when you go through Tanakh, and you learn about Nevi'ei Sheker, you don't really get a picture, a difference between one type, another type. You know, it's just a Navi Sheker is a Navi Sheker. Here in these psukim, we're breaking them down like it's a science. It's a science. There's category A, category B, category C. It sounds like you're going for a degree in becoming a Navi Sheker. You want to go for a degree, you have to know all the different categories. Different. And that's exactly what it says over here. So let's run through outside a little bit before, so we'll at least get insight. It's one Navi Sheker, which is the ultimate liar. He just makes things up off the top of his head. Nothing, just totally, not total nonsense. That's probably, I don't know if it's the worst, but it's one major category. Then there's Navi Sheker that has a very creative mind. He probably takes some type of stimulants. I know there are stimulants you can take to have lucid dreams. Right? They're lucid dreams, colorful dreams that you take before you go to sleep. You take some type of magic potion and you go to sleep and you have very creative dreams. Open up the power of the mind. But these dreams are nothing more than the figment of your imagination. Okay, but it's a subconscious type of dream. And you wake up the next morning and you start telling people, I had a dream, I had a vision. I had a vision, and in my vision I saw this, I saw this. Very interesting. These are things that you can't make up. Okay, you can't make these things. A conscious mind cannot make up this type of nonsense. This can only come from when deep dreams. And the person gets a little bit carried away with himself and he claims that these dreams that he had is prophecy. He has the ability to go to sleep and it's a very good business. People like to hear about these type of what's going to happen, the apocalypse, and they want to hear all the details of what's going to happen. So the person promotes himself as being a Navi. But the truth is, he's not a Navi. He had a dream, like anyone else. Some people are better dreamers, have more, they sleep better. They sleep better, they sleep longer, so they're able to come up with things in their mind when they dream, and they're able to pull this off as a prophecy. But the guy's a charlatan. This is not a Navi. Anyone can do this. You go to sleep long enough, you'll have a dream. You wake up in the morning, you go and you'll sell your dreams on eBay. I'll tell you my dream, I'll write it down, you'll sell your dreams. This is a charlatan. But these people, they're passing off their dreams as prophecy. So this is a different category. It's just a bit. Then, this is very interesting. Then, what's the worst, I don't know the worst, I'll take it back again, is there are people that spy. They go, they hang out the real Nevi'im. In other words, they hear there's another Yirmi is giving a drasha. He's giving a drasha on this day and this time, and he goes and he listens to the Nevuah. And he learns from Yirmiyah the expressions of Nevuah, or certain facts. And then he uses those expressions, those ideas, as a foundation for saying things to Klal Yisrael. So you know you're stealing real prophecy. You say, I have a message. And the message he's saying is true, but it wasn't said to you. It was said to another prophet. So you steal it, like you steal someone's Torah, or plagiarism. You steal someone's chidushim, which is emes, and you use that for your own prestige. Look, I said words of prophecy, and the words have come true, or they will come true. And then you use that in order to inject your own agenda. Once you believe me for this, you see I'm a Navi emes, because I've said words of prophecy. I couldn't make this up. and I, what I said did come to pass. I predicted who's going to win the election. You see, I was right. So you see, I'm the real deal, and you said it with a certain sophistication which you cannot come up with on your own. And once you have an audience, so then you say a few more things in order to gain benefits, in order to pull off whatever you want to pull off. So that's a very shrewd type of Navi Shekhar. You're basically, you're a ganaf. You're a ganaf, you're stealing someone else's chidushim. It's like a Talmud goes and he wants to score some points with the Rebbe, he steals the kasha of the Rashba. You go, you take the Rashba's kasha, and you raise in Rebbe, I have a kasha. I don't understand Pshat and Taisis. What about this Gemara here? And the Rebbe is very impressed. How did this little ninth grade kid over here know how he has such a good kasha? He just on his own, Teretz says he stole it.
Can I give him A for effort?
A for effort for being a ganef. So all of these...
Is that one of the types of the Bimush Chayim Yisha? You see, he says something that Shem didn't tell to him.
Is that a pasuk? A Navi Shekhar? It's one of the categories, yeah. The Navi said something, but he did not say it to me. It's a pasuk, right? Pasuk in Vos, Chanan, Re'ei, whatever it is. Ein Echanami. Okay. So over here, the next common pasukim are a bit complex, and all the commentators, they try to go and decipher the different types of Navi Shekhar, but it's all rooted in the words of these pasukim. Let's see what it says. So here we go, here we start. Shamati, I have heard. Hashem says, I have heard the prophets of Sheker. Cholamti, cholamti. They make believe they have dreamed a dream. Admosai, Hashem says, Pasichavav. Admosai, Hayesh, believe Hanavim, Nibi Hasheker. How long will I tolerate, will it go on, will there be in the heart of the Nevi'im who are the Nibi Hasheker? Univie Tarmis Libam, and those, notice two different types of Nevi'im. There's Nevi'e Sheker, and there's Nivie Tarmis Libam, those that give over prophecy the deceit of their heart. Okay, we'll have to clarify all of these expressions according to each one of the commentators. Pasuk of Zayin, Hachashvim, Pasuk of Zayin first, Hachashvim, who think, Lahashkiach, Es ami shmi, they think they can cause my nation to forget my name, b'chaloi moisam, through their dreams, asher yisaperu ish lirayehu, that they relate one man to their fellow man, kasher shachachu avoisam eshmi baboal, just like their forefathers caused my name to be forgotten by worshipping the Baal. In other words, these are very clever, these prophets, because the people, their predecessors, they didn't make believe that they were Nevi'e Sheker. They just worshipped the Baal. They told people, forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imla Hashem l'chu acharav, Imla Baal l'chu acharav. The Baal is not Hashem. Abandon God, serve the Baal. The Baal can do for you, can get you through the day. And indeed, their predecessors were successful. Achav, the Aseres HaShvatim, went into Golus primarily because they worshipped the Baal. So these people realized that's not a good idea to go worship the Baal, but we have a better idea. We'll distort God. The Ribbono Shel Olam will make believe that we're serving Hashem, but it's a sheker. We don't really have any communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll use HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a way to mislead, to misguide the people. Okay, let's see these three psukim first. Pasuk Chaf Hey in the Mitzudos David. Shamati, return the Lamar, Hoyle sins, the A, Nisla, many sins, nothing is hidden from me. Allahain, therefore, Shamati, Masha, and Adam, Bishmi, Sheker, therefore, I hear the words of falsehood that they say over my name. Sha'imim, Chalayim, Chalamti, they say the entire day, Chalamti, Chalamti. Umachazikim, Chalayim, Oysam, Ha'poshut, Ha'dimyoni, Chalayim, Nivu'i. So here we come to the first category. The first category over here is, the people say that their ordinary dreams, this is the first category of Nevi'e Sheker, their ordinary dreams, they upgrade, they give the status of words of prophecy. Admosai. So the next pasuk says, Admosai yiyeh hashtus v'hatoros hazeh. How long will this foolishness continue? Hayesh b'leiv. V'chiyesh b'liba masha oimrim tadir shechaloim ha-demyoini hu kechaloim ha-nevui. It's nonsense. Can you really go say that an ordinary dream is the same league as words of prophecy? U'nevi'ei tarmus libam aval heim nevi'ei armus libam. According to the Mitzudos, we have only so far discussed one category. The category of the Navi who takes an ordinary dream and equates it to prophecy. And this is called harmus libam, the deceit of their heart. Armus libam, ki yoidim heim she'ein erech l'chalem ha-demyoni im chalem ha-nevu. They know deep down that there is no value, there is no equation between an imaginary dream and a prophecy. And in their deceit, they go and they think that they are one and the same. Pasuk of Zayin HaChoshrim, Asher Yachshu L'Savet La'ami. They think that they can fool, they can persuade my people, Sheyishkechu Shemi Al Yidei Chaloy Moisam, through their dreams, Asher Yasmidu L'Saper Zeh L'Zeh L'Yoyz Kol Eskam B'Zeh. Their entire profession, their dealing is, and every morning to wake up and give over their dreams. B'Baal, B'Hasmodas Avodas HaBaal. Just like their predecessors succeeded in misleading the people by continuously worshipping the Baal.
Dreams are ordinary dreams, then why do people fast if they have bad dreams?
Okay, so you're asking very good. So Enoch Nami, not every dream is an ordinary dream. You're right. So here we're dealing with clear, ordinary dreams. Nothing special. Nothing special. Just going to sleep and you sleep for a long time and you have dreams. There is such a thing as a she'elas chaloim, right? Where you have to fast many days and you mevakesh that in a dream a malach should come and tell you an answer to a very difficult question. Probably the most famous she'elas chaloim was Chof Sivan. On Chof Sivan, it is the minag. I'm sorry, Tatam. What is it? Chof Sivan, right? I'm forgetting. Chof Sivan, on the day when the Shreifas HaTorah, the Merame Rattenberg, on the time when the Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, Chof Sivan. No, that's no, no, Tach.
That's why you fast on
Chof Sivan. No, Chof Sivan, I think, is the Shreifas HaTalmud. When is the Shreifas HaTalmud?
It was the burning of France.
Chof Sivan, right? Chof Sivan, so Tach Tach Vatat.
Today's also a Thrinus, I think the Meraglim died today.
The Meraglim in the Midbar?
Right, died today. And it's cool not to talk to Ashara, especially. I'm not sure if it's today or what.
Only today.
And it's silence around America.
Just wait. We'll make it up. We'll make it up tomorrow. Double. Tomorrow will be double.
This shot was passed with silence around America.
So, did it work?
Silence.
Did it work? Mashiach didn't come. Okay. Where I davened, there wasn't too much. There was a lot of talking where I davened on Shabbos. Sorry.
Which was it?
Which shul? Can't tell you. Okay, but the point over here is, for example, on Chof Sivan was Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, the Shreifas HaTalmud. So there was a She'elas Chaloim. I don't know, but it seems that the tzaddikim of that generation, they fasted, and it's Mevakesh, and Shemayim, they should come, they should tell them, is there significance, is this thing I'm not really exactly sure what was the question. To what degree should we take seriously this tragedy of the Shreifas HaTalmud? And the answer came, a malach came in the dream and said, Do gezeras oiraisa. This is a gezera from the Torah. Well, what's wrong?
Chof Sivan cannot be Chukas cannot be in
Tammuz. So it must be Tammuz. All right, wait, I'm sorry, you're right. So you're right. Tach v'tat. It's a machloikis. Was it Vav Tammuz or was it Test Tammuz? Right.
That's right.
Tammuz. It's Test Tammuz or Vav. Different versions. The Test or Vav Tammuz. Right. Einach nami. Chav Sivan is Tach v'tat. It's one of these you commemorate. So the idea was Do Tehei Do Gezeras Oiraisa. So Gezeras Oiraisa means there's a message from Erech Nami. So you see over there from that story that there's something called a chaloim, a dream, in modern time. Not modern times, it was in the year 1241, I think. 1241, the 13th century. But you see there's something called a dream where the dream has major significance. But obviously here in these psukim, when discussing something that's much, much less than that, an ordinary dream, which people are taking advantage of and using this to make believe they had prophecy, and selling this to the tzibur. And that's exactly what these three psukim have presented according to the parish of the Metsudos David. Now let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi pasuk chavchet. Rashi, these three psukim, chavhei, chavav, chavzayin, there is no chavav, admasai, chavasu chavav in Rashi, admasai, yinabu sheker. How long will you continue to give up words of prophecy of sheker? V'chiyesh belibam shal hanavim, halalu hanavim sheker, l'kayim, how long will they continue in the hearts of these prophets, sheker, these shnevim sheker, to fulfill their plan? Their ultimate goal is to mislead. It's to cause Klal Yisrael to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tarmus, the meaning of tarmus means l'shoin mirma, deceit. Chavches is the next pasuk which we did not yet do. Okay, let's see first the Radak, these three psukim. Chavhei, chavav, chavzayin. Chavhei, the Radak says, Shamati, cholamti, cholamti, cholamti. Hapoyel, lechaze, koinyin. Is going back what we said already twice before. Right there, the word is repeated. Once in the active form and once in as a noun. V'yiyu oimrim shehu chaloim shel nevua. These people, they have dreams and they present their dreams off as prophecy. Pasuk chavav. Admosai hayesh b'lev. Ratzolayim hayesh li'olam. Are you, do you really think you can continue doing this forever? Kimoy shenemar admosai nivye sheker. Mivnei nifal. It's the nif.
Binyan.
What do you have?
Binyan nifal.
The big, yeah, binyan. Okay, I have a different word. You have binyan.
Membais nun yud nun.
Oh, I don't have the nun here.
Binyan nun.
Okay, binyan nifal. So I have a mistake. I have a mistake in my text and mark it off. Of a nifal, the nive sheker, those that give over. Those that give over words of prophecy. V'nibe trum tarmis liban. K'moy mirma. What does it mean, tarnis? Tarmis, another word for deceit. K'moy mirma. K'loy marheim nivim meha tarmis. They are prophets. Meha tarmis shechoshim b'libam. They are giving over prophecy from the deceit that's in their heart. Lo shaba lehem hanavua. The prophecy, the words that they relate are words that they have come up with in their minds. They are not words that come from Hashem. Pasuk Chav Zayin, HaChoshvim Lashkiach Esam Yishmi. They think they can cause my name to be forgotten. Ki Hei Moinim Oysam L'shmoye El Nivei HaEmes HaMadabim B'shmi. What do they do, these people? What's the primary crime? What's the major crime? They prevent people from listening to the true prophets. K'mo Shoy Oysam HaVoysam, just like their forefathers did the same thing. Shahayu oivdim habal, shayu nivei habal misnabim lochem babal. V'shachu shmi, the nivei habal, they said over words of prophecy in the name of the Baal, and they caused people to abandon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein ato shechem shmi b'chalaymois nivei hasheker. So in this generation, there's a new technique. The new technique is we're not going to worship Baal, that's long gone, but instead we're going to make believe that our dreams have meaning. The innocent here game, Kimod Shavku Av Hoshoin the Goimer, just like your forefathers abandoned Hashem for the Baal, so too that's what you're doing, like Kebamu, like we explained before. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Now we go to the next concept. Here we go. Pasuk Chavches. Hanavi Asher Itoy Chaloim Yisaper Chaloim V'Asher Divari Ito. And the person, a true prophet, to whom my words are with him, yidaber divari emes. Let indeed him speak words of emes. And here we give a mashal. And the mashal is, ma la teven es habar n'um Hashem. How can you compare teven to bar? How can you compare the grain to the bar, to the chaff, to the psoilus? In other words, the similar interpretation of this pasuk, it's not a simple pasuk, there's a lot of Torah on this pasuk.
Right?
What?
Bor is the grain itself.
No, the teven, the bor is the chaff. The bar is the straw. The bar is the chaff. The teven is the straw, is the kernel. The teven in this pasuk refers to the kernel. It means the food substance, the good stuff. The bar,
is
the other way around?
The bar is the
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You're right. The teven is the kash, the teven is the psoilus, you are right. The teven is the psoilus, and the bar is the kernel. The kernel which is going to be substance. So the Navi MS is the bar, and the Navi Sheker is the teven. What fool would compare the teven to the bar? The teven is worthless. The bar is what costs money, is what has value. A Navi Sheker is the teven, and the Navi Emes is the bar. How can people be so foolish to fall for this garbage? That's seemingly what the Pasuk says, but it's not so simple. Let's see the Mitzudot Stavit first in this one Pasuk alone. Chav Ches. Ha-Navi Rotzolaymar. Meharoi shehanavi asher itur hachalayim pashut v'dimyoni yisabru b'derech sibur chalayim v'alma. A person that has a regular dream, let him go to the shrink and tell him the dream, and the shrink will psychoanalyze him, psychoanalyze his dreams. That's where he belongs. He belongs in a mental institution. And the person that has a real prophet, he belongs in the Beis Medrash. He belongs leading Klai Shel Asher Diber Ito Mi Asher B'Chaloyim Adaber Bo Hu Yidaber Dovav Yamei Sito. Let him say the prophecy and let him verify it. Ritfen Olaymar Chaloyim Zayuchal Esaber B'derech Sibur Nevuah. This dream you can relate as a prophecy. Ma La Taven Ma Inyin Taven Lehidamoy Soy Imabar Ritfen Olaymar Ma Inyin Chaloyim Dimyoni Lehidamoy. How can you dare go and equate a dream with prophecy? How can you mix apples and oranges? How can you equate these two? There's nothing to compare one to the other. Imaginary, and therefore this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's complaint. Let's see over here Rashi Pasuk Chav Ches. Yisapra Chaloyim Yisaprenu Loshon Havai. Yisapra over here means it's an exaggeration. Kishor Chaloyim Moitzvlo Yachzekenu B'divrei Nevuah. When it says here Yisaper, Rashi points out don't be misled to think that the word Yisaper over here means that there's substance. It just is an exaggeration, hyperbole. It means over here he's just relating, he's just telling over what it said. We're just telling over what it said, but it does not mean there's any value, any message in the dream. One more time, Yisaprenu Loshon Havai, it's an exaggeration, Kishor Chaloimo, it's like other dreams. V'lo Yachzikenu B'divrei Nevuah, don't chas v'shom think that the dream has really any value. How can you compare Teven to Bar? My inyan sheker eitzel emes. Es habar means im habar. Now that's a very important word. The two cannot be put mixed together. Now we'll see more of depth in that, what that means in a moment. My inyan sheker eitzel emes. Let's see the Radak first. Radak pasik chof ches. Hanavi omar eich tishu chaloim ha-chaloim. How can, now here is something very important. How can you compare a regular, ordinary dream to a prophecy, here's the key words, that comes together with a dream? In other words, what's misleading is that prophecy comes through dreams. Okay, this is what you touched upon before. Prophecy comes through dreams. And that's not to be confused with the prophecy of Moshe and the prophecy of Yeshaya. Moshe was able to give a prophecy when he was awake, not in a state of asleep, in the state of a dream. But the average prophet was able to receive prophecy when he was dreaming, subconscious. So therefore, that goes to that unconscious. So therefore, that's why it's misleading. That's why we have a problem where people, they go to sleep and they wake up and they think they had prophecy when truly they had nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu would not even need to go to sleep in order to receive words of prophecy. Ki hachaloimois. And even if it's true, now here's the point. Even if it's true, let's go back one more time. The one that has the dream relates his dream. Even if it's true that it turns out that there are words of truth in the dream, ma'atu, it's just a teeny fraction of the dream. Because dreams come from thoughts that a person thinks about when he is awake. Things that you think about when you're awake, they percolate in your mind, they come out as dreams. And things that you think about the future, most of them are not true. They speak dreams that are false. Someone to whom that I have spoken to, let him come relate the words of MS. If indeed my word was to a prophet in a dream, yidaber divrei emes. Divrei emes. Ein by sheker klal im kain divrei hachalaymos heim kumay hateven. So it turns out that the words of dreams are like straw. The hateven ein by hana kiim lemachal habehema oyin lemalacha. Teven, there is no benefit to straw, but for eating for animals and malamalamalacha, the habar who machal b'neyadam, but bar is animal, but bar is the kernel which has value for human beings. In Cain, eich yishu b'neim. How can you compare a dream to a words of nevuah? Ma'ala teven im habar yomar b'chalayim. Now that ends the perish. Now we go into some grammar. Yomar b'chalayim yisaper uvanevuah yisaper. Yidaber. Ki misaper. So not to the grammar yet, I'm sorry. He's saying over here, why do we have the word yisaper by chaloim and the word yidaber, speech, by nevuah? Ki misaper ha chaloim ein devarim elasibur devarim. It's a negative word. It's just sibur, it's just talk. Talk is cheap. Sherob chaloim, k'mo sheyisaper devarim sheshom, like you relate words that you heard. Ein l'seichel b'mchilik, the seichel has no portion. Ki mekoyach hamedam, it's just imaginary. Aval divrei chaloim hanavua nemar aleihem yidaber, because dibor means a communication. Ki hein b'koyach hadivri, hadivori, how do you pronounce that? B'koyach hadivori rotzoloimar diberi rotzoloimar haskeli, seich, logic, im koyach hamadama, together with imagination. So therefore he makes this just an important point that when it comes to a dream it's the yisaper, and when it comes to a chalem it's yidaber. The yonasim tir game chalkim odifar,
that's my words.
Dibor, a dream, a prophecy has an expression of dibor. The yonasim tigim chol kmo deforish bein tivno la avuda. The difference between straw and avura is the kernel. Kain so to parish is the difference bein rishiaya litzadikaya, the rishoim and the tzadikim. So he's coming to say that the nevi'i sheker is a rasha, and the nevi'i emes are tzadikim. That Abba Sein is going to levrach amru. Now here is the medrash I wanted to point. I read you the whole medrash in a moment. Why, when the pasuk over here, when we were talking about dreams, are we mentioning over here bar of heaven, straw and a kernel? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem sheyevshel lebar b'lo yiteven kach yevshel lechalom b'lo dvarim b'teil. Make over here a drasha. And the drasha, even over here on a very simple level, we'll discuss over here two different types of people, Rishon and Tzadikim, two different types of ideas. There is dreams and there is prophecy. But the Chazal are making a drasha that even a prophecy itself, even a dream itself, has both in it. Just like it's impossible for a kernel of grain to come out of the ground without the chaff, without the soilless, the straw. Likewise, it is impossible for a person to dream a dream of significance, of prophecy, or a dream that has real meaning, where a malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is sending a person a message that does not include with it Devarim B'Telem. Who is the classic example? Yosef. Yosef told his father, I saw in my dream the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bow down to me. The 11 stars were his 11 brothers. The sun is you, my father, you're going to bow down to me, and the moon is my mother. But that cannot possibly be, because the mother already had died. So how could his mother possibly bow down? So Yaakov Avinu said to him, it's nonsense. He's telling you a dream that your mother's going to bow down to you. Your mother already died. That's impossible. So just like this is bottle, this is nonsense, the entire dream is nonsense. So Rashi says there are two answers to that question. First of all, when it says the mother, it does not mean his mother, his biological mother. It means Bila, who raised him. And the second answer is Enochanami, that part of the dream is Taka Sheker. And it has to be like that. This Maimon Chazal, just like it's impossible for a kernel of grain to come into this world and be a means of sustenance for human beings without it also bringing into this world psoiles, the chaff, and the thought part, so too every dream which has true meaning always comes in packaging and has psoilus, and the psoilus here was the moon. The moon was the psoilus. It will ultimately be that the sun and the stars indeed would bow down before Yosef. Now there's a lot of very powerful Jewish, because it comes out that according to this Jewish, what's the psoilus in this dream? The moon is the psoilus. That's very interesting, because the moon is not psoilus. The moon is the Klal Yisrael. We use the moon as our way to define the calendar, more so than using the sun. And even if you want to say the moon relative to the sun is psoilus, but what about the stars? Chazal said the only reason why the stars were created was to be mefayis the moon. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim, there was only the sun and the moon. That was it. There were no such thing as stars. And then when the moon complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not fair, that I should be diminished because ancient Melachim Mesham Shem Keser Echad, and you diminish me, you did not diminish the sun. It's not fair. Why should I have to suffer because I gave you good advice? So Hashem said, you're right. Let me pacify you. I will create in your honor the stars. So Hashem created billions, trillions, quadrillions of stars in order to pacify the moon. So what's the Yikr? The moon is the Yikr, and the stars only there for pacification. And now when he's having a dream, and in the dream there are the sun, and there is the moon, and there is the stars, what becomes the Tafel? What becomes the Tafel? The moon is the Tafel. Isn't that very surprising? If anything should become Tafel, it should be the stars, because the stars are the Tafel. There should be some degree of Sheker in the stars, but the moon should be the MS, and the sun is the MS. What is the answer? I don't know. I do not know, but it's a good question, I think, based upon what it says over here in this pasuk. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Okay, tomorrow, stop talking fast.